Welcome back to another episode of Camp Time is Real Time. I'm your host, Sarah Labreck, and this week it's Kyle Hamilton. What a delight reconnecting with Kyle. So Kyle is a counselor in the aughts, I think early to late aughts, maybe into the teens. And Kyle worked in video. He did video for 5 years and theater for another several years also. And it was so great catching up with him. And we talked about camp humor and the pranks he used to pull at camp. And boy, was it a wild conversation. This is really fun, and fun in the way that we can only have at camp. So I think you're really going to enjoy this one. A couple of housekeeping things, guys. So 2022 staff, so current staff, I put out a plea on Instagram, but please, please, please send me your updates. Give me like 1 to 2 minutes of what you've been doing the last 6 months. The people want to know, they want to hear from you, and we'll put all of those together. And if you hear no episode on it, it's because nobody sent me anything. So it's on you. And that's all I have from you. Keep sending me those emails, camptimefcdc@gmail.com. Give us a follow on Instagram, camptime_realtime. Same on TikTok, camptime_realtime. Freddie's doing work over there. And that's it. You're really going to enjoy this one. It was so fun talking to Kyle, and you're really going to like this one. And we will be back with you shortly. Enjoy. Bye. Were you a camper? I don't recall this. Were you?
I was, but I didn't start till I got so lucky. I was on the wait list for like a couple years and then got called in when I was whatever became before, right before Mohican.
Ooh, like Choctaw?
Yeah, like Choctaw. So I was there for like a few years.
Yeah.
I want to say 3 or 4 as a kid.
Yeah. Who was in your tribe? Was that Wes?
Alex. Oh, no, Wes was not my age. He was the same age as Jack and Scott.
Oh, okay.
Sorensen.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And then there's I don't remember all the people that were in my tribe at the time.
Yeah.
But I do remember I basically got in like off of like dumb luck. And I was brought into the culture and just like completely overwhelmed because that's what it is. Yeah. And I like the first day or two, I was like, I hate this.
Yeah.
They are crazy. They are making me swim first thing in the morning. What is wrong with them?
Right.
Like hated it. And then one of my buddies basically had, his name's Greg, and he was like the year above me. So he I don't even know if he was a counselor or not, but I remember him taking me aside and being like, hey, Kyle, being a grumpy asshole. And I was like, I am. And he's like, just whatever it is, go with it. Just go with it. It's like Dungeons and Dragons when we talk about, because we used to play Dungeons and Dragons, sure, like you do when you're a nerd. And and he was like, just go with it, just like that. And I was like, okay. And then I did. And then I had a blast. And it was so much fun. Wow. And just like fell in love with it. It like 2 days of me going home every day being like, camp is dumb, Mom. I don't know why you sent me to camp. Camp is stupid. Don't send me to camp again.
Right.
And then instantly, like day three of camp being like, Mom, I need to go three sessions. That's 6 weeks or 8 6 weeks. I don't remember. Whatever it was. I remember going crazy for it. Like right away, my mom's like, yeah, so it's expensive. And we'll just keep with the one session.
Right.
And then by like the next year, I was like, you need to give me more. So mom's like, all right, we'll give you the second and third session. I'm like, good. The good session. Third session.
Do you think the third session is the best session?
That was my general belief as a camper, because it had the carnival day, for example, and it had like a lot more like special big things, like the pool battle royale, and that was like really, really, and oatmeal. I remember loving when I saw oatmeal, because people, when I went session two the first time, people would talk to me like, you haven't seen oatmeal? And like, and just they'd start telling me about it, like, oh, it's just absolute mountains of oatmeal, put all of it. I'm just like, oh, imagining this true, you know, like a kid does spectacle that's completely unrealistic.
Yeah.
And but even so, when it still happened and it was like not at all my level of expectations, I'm like, wow, it's just what they promised.
It works. Yep.
It just all that. And so third session was great for camper Kyle and like young counselor Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
CIT assistant Kyle, third session was great. Head counselor Kyle hated third session.
Oh, why?
Hated it. Because it not only was everything kind of more loosey-goosey, but like you run out of ideas, all of your, you know, like whatever you're going to do with kids. I loved session one more than anything because it was the excitement. Oh, once God. I was a head counselor of like, oh my God, it's coming. Oh my God, it's coming. And then, you know, a whole year's worth of video ideas or shenanigans and stuff, I can just be like, we're going to do all of them. And yep. Then like week two comes and I'm like, oh crap, I used all of them.
Right. We're out of ideas. Shoot.
But like that excitement for session one for me was what it was all about. Finally getting out of the school year doldrums camp. I was like chomping at the bit for it as a young counselor. And then later on I got to do theater and that was even better.
Yeah. Week or session three, I never liked just because it meant it was ending. Like, and people have said though, they're like, I really love the third session. I'm like, how can you say that? Like, it's, don't you know what it symbolizes? So session three, I was like, it's too sad. But the first session, and in particular, like the first week of the first session, there's nothing better. There's nothing better
nothing,
than it.
Nothing better.
Yeah. Just like we're back and it's like, it's a new year, but it's the same. And like, it just, you get back in the rhythm and it just feels so good to be back. Like, pump that into my veins. Like that's the best.
And I see, right, as soon as you mentioned that third session was when it ended, I literally just like flash back to seeing you like, going to ring the bell the last time and the kids be like, no, don't do it. You can't ring the bell. And like counselors are crying, kids are crying. And of course I'm there with a video being like, yes, good.
Right.
Good. You know?
Was it like, as you were doing that, were you like, yes, CIT is something I want to do? Or was it like,
I
will see.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I was like the actual last year I was that kid who was like, I can help pass that out.
Yeah.
Like, way too, like, clearly like someone wants to be a CIT and thinking that it was going to be like really hard because at that time they did not let every single kid who wanted to be a CIT be one. Right. There were so many applicants that I remember that it would be like, yeah, we have 20 applicants. We're taking 10 new ones.
Right.
So like, I remember just like going full, like brown nose and being like, just like, whatever I can do.
Yeah.
I can help with this. Do you need someone to start the fire? I can start a fire. I can start a fire. So safe. You know, just so into it. Like I was super. And then when I actually got the notification that the responses of like whether or not the CITs are coming and you're going to be accepted.
Mm-hmm.
One of my buddies had gotten his and he told me in school, he's like, you didn't get yours yet. And like for a full day, I was like, someone had pooped in my heart. And I just like, oh, I can't even breathe. Right. You guys, something, I think I'm dying. just it overwhelmed me. And then I came home and there was the big fat package from SCDC. My mom's like, ooh, I think someone's got good news. And like I cried. I was so overwhelmed. Yeah. I was so excited.
Definitely.
Yeah, it was great.
were you a CIT? Was it 1 year or 2 years for you for CIT?
Two years CIT. I was actually, once I was a CIT, I was never worried that I was going to be picked. Do you remember why?
No.
There's one reason. There's only one reason why I would never be going away.
Why?
I played the bugle, baby. I played the bugle, and like people love that. Like Tom, even as terrible as just got the worse I was, the more Tom was happy with me. And so like, didn't matter if I did good. If I did good, they were like, hey, you hit notes, and, you know, like, the three notes that are in the song, and then, you know, and then if I did terrible, they were like, keep working at it, Kyle, keep working at it. And just like it tickled his pickle so much. He loved me for that. And Gail loved me for that. Yeah. And for that reason alone, like once I started being like the bugle person,
yeah,
that's why when other people be like, oh, so like so-and-so's gonna bring in the trombone and can also play, I'm like, get away from the rock. I play there, not you. You know, like I was very protective of it because in my head, I'm like, this is what keeps me here. It's the only thing that keeps me around. It's the only thing unique.
I didn't realize that you got it. Once you got in, you were like, well, this is my destiny for the next 10 years.
It's because someone was at, like, Ben played the bugle. And then, like, at the end of, like, at the end of the second session, I mentioned, like, I can play trumpet.
Right.
Which, no, I really couldn't at the time. I was so bad.
Yeah.
If they had, like, a fifth trumpet in the band, I was sixth. You know? Like, yeah. Just, and,
But you had a trumpet.
But I had a trumpet. Yeah. And I kind of knew how to play, like, make noise with it.
Right.
And so that Ben was, like, of course, instantly latched on. Big Ben went, yeah, bring it. Bring it Wednesday. You can do. I was like, well, I can only do taps. I can't do the first one.
Right.
And he was like, that's not a problem. And then he made me do both of them. And like, and then like, it was still like, well, he did the one in the morning. I did the evenings. And then he stopped being a head counselor. I want to say at the going into assistant year. Mm-hmm. It was known he wasn't going to be coming back.
Yeah.
And I remember people being like, yeah, it's just going to be you next year. And being like, oh boy.
Right. I've got 10 months to prepare. Gotta learn reveille.
And in those 10 months, about 10 hours total practice maximum.
Once a month. Yeah. One
for
hour.
For anything.
A month. That's what
Yeah. like a minute a day.
Can't understand why I'm not getting better.
Weird. It's a healthy limit. You don't want to do too much. It numbs your lips.
Sure. So you become a CIT and then you're an assistant, which is also a round of like, not everyone's guaranteed, right? CIT, mm-hmm. like you have to make the cut. So that was do you remember who was with you? Because it wasn't many of you guys, I don't think.
The only few people I remember, like, I couldn't tell you if they were my year. I know Rob was in there. Yeah. Alex was in there. Beanie might have been the year younger than me, or she might have been my age. I forget.
Ashley and Heather? Were they?
Ashley and Heather were there. Ashley was a year older than me, though.
What, like, track were you on? What activities were you in as an assistant? Because they kind of, you kind of get, like...
Oh, I did all of them.
Did you really?
All of them. I almost felt like at certain times, like I was being tested, where I'd have one that was dope. It'd be like, you're an adventure. And I'm like, fuck yeah. You get to be with John Panciaco. He was just absolute the best head counselor to have because he was very chill. He wanted to do everything. So he wouldn't, he'd be like, don't worry about the fire. I made the fire. You mm-hmm. know, things like that. He would do this one thing when you bring up something inappropriate. And he'd be like, nope, mm-mm, mm-mm. I do not see it, Kyle. I do not know what you mean. Like, he'd do something like that.
I was going to say, it's sometimes hard to capture, like, one particular story. Because it was just, like, his whole personality was just, like, one of a kind. Like, I don't even know else to put it. Just one of a kind, like... You cannot replicate it because it was, you never knew. You were like, oh, he's going to slice some way. It's always going to it's always going to come out positive and like kind in some way, but he's going to slice at some point and you don't know when it's going to be. And it's going to make you howl with laughter, like every single time. Because you never knew when he was going to do it. It was amazing.
I remember a moment as you say it is, you remember in the very first competition, the relay race,
mm-hmm.
my first year as a counselor, and Tom took special pleasure in being like, okay, And the boys have to pick up the girls, and he'd partner like the skinniest, like gangliest guy with like the heaviest girl CITs or assistants, right, et cetera, always. And I was the one that year, and the girl wasn't heavy, but I had no muscles.
Right.
So like I immediately was like, boom, and like fell over, and then was just like, just run with me, just run. Just like, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And like after it happened, I was John CIT, and he was like looking into the distance at the picnic table, and he's like, well, you definitely tried. You know, like it was just like he was really cutting you down, but like it was like, oh, and you just gave it your all to do it, and no, it was a difficult task, but you tried. Like, it's just like, thanks. He was so wholesome, even when he was saying something that was really not wholesome, somehow.
When you eventually became a head, which is another like cut down day that you weren't concerned about, what was your first head? Was it video?
Oh yeah, it was video. And I already knew I had that down. Although there was a little bit of worry on the last day, because if you recall, assistant to head counselor, Alex Cutler and I were both placed for the last session in video, even though they only need one assistant, right? We were both the assistant because like Brent,
Hunger Games.
Brent was already gone at that point. Brent was running it.
Oh, Brent. There's a name I have not thought about in a long, long time.
His last video. Do you remember what it was?
Oh, it was that so was bad.
The black and white one where they had the guy doing finger guns because they were playing the killer game. And then somebody like it actually shot a gun, and the kid started drooling chocolate sauce, and they shot it all in black and white. Well, I mean, they filtered it all to black and white.
Yeah.
And the very best, because it was like, oh no, this is so inappropriate when we were watching it. And like we knew it was coming.
Yeah.
We helped edit, and we were like, Brent, we can't show this. And he goes, oh, we're showing it. This is all we got from video here. We were sure. I'm like, we can't. He's like, I'll let him know that wasn't you. It was all me. I did it. I did everything. And we're like, okay, you let Tom know this has nothing to do with us. You know, and we like made sure and like made him promise like up and down that he was going to do that. And he did. He kept his word.
And then was it the next year both you and Alex were in video?
Yeah. So I did 3 years of theater, 5 years of video, because it was me and Alex. And then it was me and Scott, then it was Mike.
Nice.
Yeah. And then he took over, and it was him and Lauren.
That's a nice run right there. That's a nice run. Yeah.
The thing I liked the most about videos were, I mean, part of me liked the little, like, the part about, like, fitting shots of, like, music videos to, like, music, being like, dude. And then the thing changed for like ants marching, and then like, you know, whatever. Yep. Sure. That to me was like my favorite thing to edit, but like for editing night. But the thing I loved most was doing the weird sketches that like I actually made up. I didn't make up all of them.
Right.
And like there was a bunch that I just took from online, and people were like, oh, I saw that came from so-and-so. And I was like, yeah, this is a summer camp production.
Well, I remember coming back on a Friday and watching one of the videos I think that you and Scott had done, and it had those short shorts in it, and I was like, this is genius. And it wasn't until years after, I think Scott was like, yeah, we ripped that off from like whatever Adult Swim or something, and I was like,
Robot Chicken.
Yeah, but I was like, you know what, doesn't matter, like it was awesome. I loved it, and I was an adult.
They were still mostly shorts. The idea of the Robot Chicken wasn't even like, we're going to steal Robot Chicken. Like, we didn't steal any sketches from Robot Chicken. Right. We literally were like, oh, that's great. You don't have to do a full skit. You can just be like, these are like, we got like two jokes in about 10 seconds of footage. Go.
Right.
One and then laugh. Make it work. Yeah. Make it into the video.
Yeah. It was awesome. And it worked. And it's like, I don't think you should feel bad about that at all. It seems like you don't, so that's good. But like, take an idea and make it camp. Like that's, there's creative juices that go into that as well. So
the only thing that stung about it was when like a counselor would be like, that oranges sketch, Kyle, you've always been good, but that was genius.
Oh.
And I'm like, yeah, you know, it's just, Try my best.
Yeah, you're like, but do me a favor, don't submit it to Sundance. It's not ready yet. What made you decide to change from video to theater?
The hours. Like, there's like actual expectations for you to present something.
Yeah.
It's not even like as bad as it is with junior camp where you're constantly doing stuff and wrangling a bunch of crazy little kids. But you know, when you were in theater, they were like, and then the whole camp sits down and watches and judges your worth as a counselor.
Right.
I hope you're creative. Right. And then you just spent the last whole day not sleeping.
When you decided to go over to theater because you were exhausted, yeah. Were you like, how pumped, like how different was it? Because did you have it? You didn't have a tribe as video.
Oh, I did have a tribe. Oh, no, I did not have a tribe in video.
Yeah.
No, I was supposed to always join one other tribe. When I got to switch over to theater, I was psyched because I got to do all the silly theater games, which was my favorite part. When I took theater in high school and college, the best part was the games of it. And yes, they're creative and you need to do this or that, but like everybody grasps them and they're always funny.
Yeah.
And getting to do that and just play stupid games with the kids and or like dress up with the little kids if I had nothing, or you know, at the very least I would always think of something. The kids were great though, because then I got to cook. I really like cooking for other people, so I would do weird things because I would want to stand out for the kids. Of like, I would tell them like, hey, for lunch this Friday, let me just quick check. Who here actually does like hot dogs? I'm not saying that's what we're having. I just want to know if you like hot dogs.
Right.
You do like hot dogs. Well, who here likes spaghetti? See, y'all like spaghetti and you mostly like all hot dogs and this and that. Okay. I got just the thing for you. Don't worry about it. And then I left it at that. And then the kids would be like, can we have soda? Can we have chips? Can we have that? That's all they would care about. And I would like purposely be quiet. Fools. Always not checking. Because then I would be like, so I served, hot dogs and I shoved a bunch of pasta through it. So it looks like some type of creepy crawly when I boiled it. And then we put it into tacos and we put mac and cheese on top. Takamakahados. And that's an actual thing I served multiple times to children. It's like, here's 1,000 calories.
Yep.
And
I'm just like... Did they like it? Did it turn into a
most?
Thing? Yeah.
Not a thing, but yeah. Like, they were like, it's all right.
Right.
I'm a kid, I'll eat it.
You know, right,
like,
sure. Yeah, yeah.
You seem excited about it, so I guess I'll eat it. You know, like, yes.
Yeah. What tribe you have?
I had one of the oldest ones. He definitely stuck me with, like, Mohicans or something like that. You know, one of the oldest tribes, because I think Tom also knew, like, I would not do super great with little kids at the time.
Tom seems to know exactly where the pieces need to fit. Yeah,
It work. He was great at that.
Yeah.
And it was a super fun experience for that. But like the very fact that I got to also then do a skit, I just like being a ham. Like that's why I did theater in general, as well as video, is like, I got to just ham it up.
Right. Yeah.
So Tom would tell it and I'd always try to figure out like, well, how do I get the best reaction from the camp? Or how do I get just the best reaction for Tom? Where he'd be like, okay, the theme is patriotism. And thinking everyone's going to do USA. And I'm like, patriotism, eh? Russian patriotism. And like, just something like that. And just go with it.
It's funny. It's definitely a theme where people have said, you know, because they're formative years that you're there anyway.
Mm.
And then it's like a lesson that you can learn that's in like a safe space, right? Camp being the safe space that is just transferable. Out into the wild.
That the kids come up a lot, and like that's what stands out to me the most is like remembering it, because like when you talk about it, it's just it's automatic insider jokes. But like you try to tell someone, be like, there was this kid, he was afraid of big leaves, and we'd chase him with these, but it was like he was afraid, but like also not, and like he was cool with it, so we'd chase him and hit him with leaves. Insider jokes, camp songs. Oh my God, camp songs come to mind all the dang time when I'm out in public. Oh God, I met some guy named like John Jickle or something like that.
Too close.
And I was like, Jickle, hi, Marshman. La, 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 la. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Like, and literally that happened. He was like, I've heard it before. I'm like, yep. I'm sure you have, but I had to say it. I don't know right. if you could tell. Just fell right out of me. plus, like, comparing camp songs. Like, my wife did summer camp at a completely different place. It's like Little Bunny Foo Foo or something like that. Sure. I'm like, and then picking up the field mice and bopping them on the head. And I was like, what? Field mice? No. What? And then, like, it says, like, some other line that's like, and then you find a bullfrog and put it on your shoulder. Something stupid like that. Right. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
No. And wrong. It, like, immediately just, it conflicted with me so much. But I'm just like, this is your wife, Kyle. I don't. Just this last summer, I went to go visit and just happened to be there around the time that they did Sing. And Sam Cowell introduces me up there. He's like, and now to introduce FCDC's number one jelly stoner. And he's explained, apparently it had been a running joke like for the last week where they kept bringing me up because someone had gone up to do the Yogi Bear song, right?
Yeah.
And there's that part where they're like, we all live in Jellystone.
Yeah,
and there was no dance. And I remember being a counselor and thinking like, there should be a dance move for that. It's like Jellystone.
Right. Yeah, yeah.
And, like, or something like that. And
yeah.
I was always making like silly faces. Apparently Sam just that stuck out in his memory so much that he was just like, Kyle's, he's like, he's so good with Jellystone, our Jellystoner. Hey, that's funny, right? And that's what camp is. It has a lot of like insider jokes that are like that, or little funny moments that I'm gonna just forever think of.
But you know what's crazy about that is that, so it is a series of like teeny insider jokes that happen every day. And if you, for whatever reason, miss a portion of camp, maybe you're sick, maybe you've something like you even being there, part of the staff, you can't get that back. So it's no. like, oh, what's everyone talking about? And then like you try to explain it, but it's like not the same. So the lesson is don't ever miss a day of camp.
I remember as an assistant, maybe I was playing bugle taps at the end of the day. And I had made some stupid statement being like, Taps is the only one I can really do right every time or something to Kelly.
Yeah.
And Kelly and John Panciacco had been reminiscing about the times that when John played the trumpet, he, like, Kelly would come up behind him and say, like, inappropriate things in his ear to get him to try and stop and be like, you know? So Kelly decides to do it. I did not know who it was because I didn't even recognize her voice. Just so big and strong today, Kyle. Like something like that, she said to my ear. Not even all that inappropriate.
Right.
But just like whispered it, like right here, you know, right where the earbud is.
Oh my
and,
God.
And like gone was that whole tab. Like, like I couldn't. I was busting out. And I remember Tom looking at me like, almost like he was angry, like, why are you screwing up? Are you trying to be a jerk?
Right.
Which is stupid because he loved when I screwed up. So, like, it was a weird dichotomy in that.
Right.
But then he saw Kelly behind me be like, your arms are so big. Like, saw it, like, from a distance being like, and Tom just, like, went, and you just saw him start laughing.
Yeah.
And that's when it was over. Like I was just like, and so the kids are playing along, looking at me like, this doesn't sound good. Just like they don't know what's wrong with me, and I'm just like hypoxic because I'm laughing and trying to play and just embarrassed and like still and like.
There's stuff nothing. Like that. There's nothing better than when Tom like gets it or is like in the process of getting it. Like an announcement will happen, and he'll be like, and he'll like there's nothing better than when Tom gets in on the joke and it's just like that's it.
Oh yeah. The pranks I would pull is I would do videos where like we were trying to do hidden camera things, but really I wouldn't actually be filming. I would just have the kids go and be like, ah, and like jump out at them, right? But then it got more sophisticated. So I started doing for theater, I made rules. I was like, we're gonna play a game called Different Gorillas. And they're like, what? I'm like, it's guerrilla as in guerrilla warfare, but like really you're going to be doing pranks without people knowing. And so we'd practice. And so I'd be like, every time one of your counselors says, and I'd make like the word be like Friday.
Right.
you all have to take your hands up and slap it down on the table and then go back to eating and don't address it. If they ask you what happened, you feign ignorance. You have no idea what they're talking about. And you just do that. And so I would do shit like that and send them out to like go cause chaos. And like I had one rule, be like, okay, you're only allowed to step on every other log on the bridge. Make sure that you don't step on any of those light ones, only the dark logs, because if you step, it's like, you know, floor is lava.
Yeah,
don't explain it to John, don't explain it to anybody. And like, of course, those things would happen. And then one of the counselors would be like, Kyle, I don't know what that was, but it was pretty great. I'm trying to remember some of the other pranks I pulled. I did one where they kept moving stuff. So it was a rule where being like, okay, so if a counselor puts something down, you can't steal it, but you can move it like up to like a couple inches away. So when they're not looking, you need to keep moving stuff. And you can't do it like keep moving the same thing over and over again, but like come back to it later on. So eventually, you know, the notepad book will be way over there, but you only moved it a tiny bit every time. That's why you never got caught. No one saw it. And then suddenly the counselor will be like, what the heck? Where's my, did I put that there? And I would do stuff like that. And unfortunately in that one, they were very successful. And like, I remember hearing like Kelly and Allie, I remember a lot of people getting upset about it because things they just be like, they found out later on that it came from me because like one of the kids would crack.
Right.
And then they'd be like, so you had your kids move my lunch repeatedly throughout lunch until suddenly it was gone. I was like, well, you should have been paying attention. I had no remorse for him. But that's because no one pranked me, because I would be like, all right, I'm going to do an inappropriate prank back.
Right. Ugh. We can't have that.
No, can't have that.
Plus, those are less pranks and more, I don't know.
Annoyances?
Well, yes. Just wreaking havoc on the camp. But I guess call it a prank if you must. One of the things that like really has kind of crystallized from talking to everyone over the last year is like, the sense of humor that this camp has, like, it is a real thing that
specific.
Like, yeah. And it's
regional.
Yeah. It's not even regional. It's 1221 Pond Street. Like that's the region, but it started like in the '80s.
You're dead right.
Yeah.
And it gets passed on too.
Yeah.
It's not just like a dead thing. Cause as a camper, I was told, because I hadn't, when I first started, I hadn't seen any of the old camp videos everyone was referencing. Like, shooter. I'm like, like, what is that? Like, from Jurassic Park when we made it here. I'm like, you guys did a Jurassic Park. Like, yeah, with the full dinosaurs. I'm like, you had dinosaurs? Thinking like robot dinosaurs, right, or something, you know, yeah, like not knowing at all. And then it gets past you. And then you get the chance at some video when they had nothing for the kids to do. They'd let you watch old ones. And we'd see that. And I'd go, oh, so like when I became camp counselor, I tried to imitate those same things. Like, oh, and someone new and weird is the new counselor at camp.
Yep.
Oh, an inspector comes. Like, oh, this or that. Like all the things were just, they're exactly regional and passed on. Yep. And even this last summer, when I talked to the new video counselors,
oh yeah, Fink.
Fink goes to me. He goes, Kyle, I've been dying to do the old electricity you used to do in all the videos, where someone would be like, ah, and like it's electricity, or someone like electricity. We have no idea how to do it on here. And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's this, you know. Like told him, and I was like, I think it's this. And they found it, and Fink was like over the moon. He's like, yes, we can finally do it. And they were both like high fiving each other, and I'm like, you guys need to. They're like, yeah, just like the old camp video, and like. Yes. Yeah, the cycle continues.
Yeah. it's especially in video, because there's a deliverable with video, right? And that becomes, we've talked about this, like that's the time capsule. That's like, this is what camp was for this year, because it's the only thing you really have to remember it by.
I remember talking about this as a counselor even, but like you meet someone and know they're camp people.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, oh, that's a camp person. Like that guy, he'd be great. And like, lo and behold, things like, I remember Allie brought a
a friend of hers or somebody she knew to be like the new music counselor. And he was awesome. She's like, oh yeah, he's Camp People. And then all it was like Tom or whoever, what, maybe it was Sam at the time, like sits down, goes, yeah, yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
You know, does the whole sniff test.
Right.
And it's just looking for someone to be that, like, okay, they're fun. Camp to me is both like a memory of like, wow, so many mistakes. and also like, wow, I would absolutely do that over and over again for as many years as I could possibly do it, just because it's so great. I miss it so much. Even going back now, I still find myself thinking like, how can I take 6 weeks off a year?
Yes.
How much vacation? Am I almost there? I'm probably not there yet with my vacation time. Yeah. It doesn't always roll over entirely. Like, I'm thinking of that stuff because, God, I just want to be back at camp. But, like...